With the help of a $500,000 state grant, the new Family Resource Center inside the Berkshire Children and Families building at 480 West Street in Pittsfield will allow any child or parent who walks in the door to be helped or pointed in the direction of someone who can. Clinical physicians, support workers, school liaisons, and mentors will staff the center. Diane Roby is the center's director.
By design, we'll be offering parent education, peer support, and empowerment groups, skill building opportunities, as well as the social, recreational, and cultural events. They'll be informed by our youth, our families, and our community partners.
Roby says the center will also pursue outreach services to meet people where they are. Through recent listening sessions, Roby says she's heard about the impacts drugs, gangs, and economic hardship are having on the Pittsfield community. Berkshire Juvenile Court Judge Joan McMenemy says the center can help address a child's disruptive behavior, truancy, or the beginnings of substance abuse before it becomes a major issue.
Just from the court's perspective, is that we can make orders, but they really are only orders focused on the child before us. And it didn't necessarily address the entire family or the support the entire family needed. And I think we as a society have finally recognized that ideally more could be done to support the whole family, and more could be done on the prevention front.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, Berkshire County's poverty rate from 2009 to 2013 was 12.8%, compared to a statewide level of 11.4%. Hampden County's was 17.7%, Hampshire 13%, and Franklin County came in at 12.1%. McMenemy served on a state task force involved in implementing the Family Resource Center network across Massachusetts, as laid out in 2012 legislation.
As a community, we owe it to our youngest citizens to optimize their ability to reach their full potential, to keep them safe, to strengthen their skills and their assets, and to support their whole family. And the work of the Family Resource Center is vital to the health of the community, and we as a community owe it to the Family Resource Center to support their work.
Paul Fitzsimmons, acting deputy commissioner of the State Department of Children and Families, says while the Family Resource Center network is a statewide system, success comes from the local level.
I've seen this kind of engagement be tried before, and I've seen it not work. And I know why it doesn't work. It doesn't work when it comes from myself or a politician or an agency director. It works when it comes from here. It works when it comes from the hearts of those kids. That's when it works. When the true engagement is in the community, in the Berkshires, that brings people together and says, how do we help families be healthier? How do we help kids be happier, right? That's when it works.
The kids Fitzsimmons mentions are the Berkshire Children and Families classical music group Kids for Harmony from Pittsfield's Morningside neighborhood. They perform during the center's celebration. Berkshire Children and Families reaches 3,600 families in the region. President Carolyn Byrne says down the road, the organization hopes to move some of its operations to the old Morningside Fire Station to be closer to the community members using its resources. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.